The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with your loyal host, Nathan Ross, CPA, once again. We're glad you have taken the time to join in. And for all of you folks that are still thinking you're listening about your drill sergeant, that's not going to be the case here. We appreciate the military. I have many clients that are military, but we are more like a coach where we stop and think about each particular situation. We discuss your wants, your needs, your resources, how you define retirement, etc., and then we apply assorted strategies to help enhance or significantly enhance your retirement savings, which, whether you want to believe it or not, the money is what decides what type of retirement lifestyle you're going to be able to enjoy. And we don't define retirement as an amount that pretty much just gets you by paying your bills with no ability to have some aspirational spending, taking the grandkids to Disney World every year, every other year, traveling the world, et cetera. You've got to have more than a modicum of retirement wealth to be able to do that. And whether it's coming off of real estate or whether it's coming off of other financial tools, everyone's a little bit different. And as much as we love real estate, it's not the best business for everybody. And I would challenge the notion that it is. And I can show you many of my clients that have never owned a piece of rental real estate that have several million dollars in retirement savings that afford a very nice lifestyle and will afford it for the rest of their life, which, as we all know, is extending now. Last time I checked, the average life expectancy for a male is 85 to 87 years old, and the average lifespan for females is more in the 87, 88-year-old range. That's a long time for your retirement savings to last. And it also begs the question of maybe having some diversification that make up the income streams that are funding that lifestyle. And again, we are huge proponents of real estate. I'm a real estate investor. I've seen the benefits firsthand. I've got hundreds of clients that are real estate investors. And so we're not just supposing, we are absolutely condoning real estate as the main earnings engine. On the other hand, I've got clients that have not achieved as much as they would hope. Part of it's because they got some bad advice early on and perhaps liquidated their 401 accounts and gave away 30% or more of their family's net worth. We're going to discuss today how that the right retirement option, the right 401 plan will actually pay you, as opposed to, as I've heard many times before, you paying it. And that's not necessarily the case, but that's how it is perceived by some folks. We'll actually show you how to take control of your 401ks at the big employer plan that you may work for and be able to self-direct or invest those funds in most ways that you would seek to, certainly in real estate and real estate private syndications involving multifamily. And when you understand the benefits of multifamily syndications, then you'll understand just how much of a dramatic impact the right structure for your investing will turn those funds into significant additional retirement wealth. And in fact, I would tell you that with the 401 trust that we put together for our clients, it will essentially double whatever you're going to do otherwise if you cash out your funds, pay the tax, pay the penalty if there is any, and then invest the remaining 60 to 65%, depending on where you live. A little bit of housekeeping before we get started. I want to say that essentially, the focus of our show starts with the notion that when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create, as I just mentioned, significantly more wealth over the rest of your life. What we do at MP Ross CPAs, and again, the focus of this show is planning. We are planners. Most CPAs are reporters. They're reporting what happened last year. It's a little bit late at that point, although there are a few things that we can do to mitigate your current year tax reporting. In fact, I'll just mention one of those since we're coming up on a deadline here. We've got until June 15th, as many of you know. A lot of confusion in the media, not just the media, among taxpayers in Texas. I've had I don't know how many emails from clients over the last couple of weeks referring to the May 15th extension deadline and or filing, as the case may be. And I want to tell you, it is not May 15th for us folks in Texas. It is June 15th. And it's not just for us folks in Texas. If you're using a reporter, a CPA that reports your taxes that's located in the great state of Texas, you also have until June 15th. But in any event, the focus of the show, again, will be planning. We'll talk about the 401k that pays you. We'll talk about private syndications and some of the things you might expect to see there. And then we'll make some references to the zero tax math strategies that we affect to get you down to lower brackets when you get to retirement. One last thing, we got a break coming up here shortly, is I want to make the point that just because you listen to this show and just because maybe you've sent me an email, visited one of our websites, and assorted other methods of communication, that does not make you your CPA. We'll only have a client relationship after we have provided you with an acknowledged receipt from you of an executed MP Ross Client Services Engagement Letter. So in any event, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the hot topic this week, I think, is private syndications. I've had more than a few come across my desk as I review them for clients. And I want to talk just briefly about some of the issues that we see that we really feel good about making our clients aware of what they're signing up for when they get into any specific deal, because you do have choices. In any event, we'll pick up on the backside. If you'd like to ask a question, the number is 281-558-5738, KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEB AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEB.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly a 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And as usual, we're discussing how to accentuate, how to enhance, how to increase our retirement wealth as we move towards that day, if it is a day, so to speak. I think that most people that happily retire just simply change what they do for gratification, as opposed to, if I might say, go to the office every day, which, you know, a lot of people, you might be surprised, or perhaps you understand why that in and of itself can be gratifying if you like what you're doing and if you are fulfilled by what you do. As in my case, I have no intention to quit what I'm doing for a long, long time. One of the things I mentioned, and I didn't get time to go into it, but as we approach the June 15th deadline, and as you learn more about the 401 trust, or what I refer to as the self-directed 401 trust, we still have time to affect your 2020 tax bill. And by that, I mean that if you were to implement a plan between now, or a trust between now and June 15th, the effective date under the act, one of the recent tax act from just over a year ago, gives us the ability to still make a contribution based on last year's self-employment income. If you have self-employment income, you, in other words, you either are an S-corp owner, you have 1099 income, et cetera. That is income from self-employment, essentially. And if you also do not have any other full-time employees in your business, say you're a realtor, you're a consultant, you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, where maybe you've got some part-time folks, but no full-time other than yourself and your spouse, then you can still qualify to make a either deductible or perhaps a Roth 401 contribution. And these both can be hugely beneficial irrespective of the tax deduction. In other words, you're taking money out of one pocket essentially and you're shifting it over to another pocket. You didn't go pay for office space. You didn't pay for supplies or inventory. You still got the money. It's just in a different pocket. And now your funds are staged to where you can invest them and invest them in things like private real estate partnerships, private syndications, in an apartment building. And, you know, the rates of return are typically above average. I know for the 20 years that I've been working in this space, I have seen rates of return generally that are between 10 to 30% per year. I know that sounds extreme, and yet I'm telling you, I do tax returns for real estate investors in private syndications. Set aside all the sales huff you hear on the radio. Some of it's, a lot of it's true. I was going to say some of it is. But it's not as true as you're being led to believe, meaning it's not everyone that joins a mentor program that achieves, you know, 300% returns. Are there some? Absolutely. Seen it firsthand, reported it firsthand. Is it the anomaly versus the mainstream? You betcha. It is not the mainstream. It is the anomaly. However, the mainstream is that 10 to 30% level, and I'm going to ask you consistently, how many years has the market returned those kind of returns? So I think, again, you know, don't misconstrue any of my remarks on this show to mean that I don't feel that the multifamily syndication space is anything but very desirable. I've invested in it myself. I've consulted thousands of clients, and I've structured more than a few transactions for the syndicators. And we understand how to look at these projects, including how to go through an operating agreement or a private placement memorandum. These are documents that you'll be provided before you invest. And I'll tell you right now, I would hazard a guess that 90 to 95% of the attorneys that actually drafted the partnership and operating agreements cannot explain and do not understand what most of the tax provisions mean. And I understand you're thinking, well, gee, how is that possible? Well, there's a lot of boilerplate that goes into these agreements. And unfortunately, most of those that draft these agreements understand just enough to know what to cut and paste. They know it's perfunctory or necessary disclosures. And so they put these things in these agreements. And most of the time, there's some disconnects, hopefully not material. But again, that's part of what we do as a coach, let's say. Not your drill sergeant. Don't want to be your drill sergeant. I want to help you analyze the math that will take place if you sign up for this particular syndication. And when you're putting $50,000 to $100,000, maybe $200,000 of your retirement savings already into transactions, you really need to understand what you're signing up for. And I don't just mean, oh, we're going to buy an apartment building. No, you want to understand what the projections are, how much we think the rents can be increased, because that effectively translates to value being increased. You know, with rents get increased, expenses get reduced, additional net operating income becomes feasible. And the beauty of real estate private placements involving apartments as opposed to, say, a single-family rental property is that the valuation, the way these properties trade, is based on an earnings stream. We call it net operating income. A buyer, another investor, will apply a cap rate or a capitalization rate to those earnings such that if you can increase net operating income by, $100,000, you can increase with today's typical capitalization rates, you can increase the value of that property $500,000 to $1 million. And that's striking. And that's regardless of what the property down the street sold for 2 months ago, unlike the single-family scenario. Single-family rental real estate is an incredible investment compared to your stocks and bonds, compared to the other things you may be in your office 401k plan. However, no matter how well you operate those single-family rentals, at the end of the day, your value that you can sell them for is capped at whatever the guy three blocks away or gal three blocks away sold their property for a month and a half ago. Translate that price to a value per square foot. That's what you're going to run into when the next Mr. and Ms. homeowner decides to buy the property. And if it's an investor, it'll likely be even less because investors buy properties to make money. It's their business in many cases, and so they're a little bit more savvy as to what a property might be. But in any event, we help you analyze those agreements. We help you understand, for instance, that even though a syndicator may be getting ready as they acquire the property to undertake what we refer to as cost segregation, which generates massive amounts of real estate depreciation up front, we understand that when you're buying 1.28% of that partnership, or whether you're buying 20%, it's still not so relevant. At least then you might have a chance. But unless you're combining that ownership with active participation in the day-to-day management of that property, you're not going to get to deduct those enhanced depreciation deductions unless you've got some other passive income. And I say that in a technical sense, real estate passive income, then you can offset that income. But I hear it so many times. I see it in so many agreements, private placement memorandums, etc., where that cost segregation, that additional bonus depreciation, etc., is portrayed as something that you'll actually benefit from in year one. And I'm just telling you, it's very rare that that happens. And it does happen. I mean, if you happen to have just exited another transaction and you got a gain, well, then absolutely those are the deals you want to look for. But in any event, that's just one example of what you'll find in these projects. And again, I don't think it's wise to simply focus on the tax benefits. That's like the tail wagging the dog. Let's find the dog. Let's find that good cash flow generating project so that we can experience those significant returns. Anyway, I hear the music, so we're getting ready to take another break. And I would encourage you, if you have questions, call at 281-558-KSEB or 281-558-5738. You can also email me at Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com, or you can shoot a text to my cell phone at 210-880-5416. Thank you.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned, they care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at SkeetersAuto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at HoustonMethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and we were talking about a little bit about private syndications and the ability to invest in those with your retirement money. That's what my typical client is doing. I'm doing it myself, and you know, when you understand the throughput that you can generate over the next, you know, 5, 10, 30 years. We do have clients that want to retire in 5 years. The problem is they're not going to get there from here if they act on some bad advice. And I'll show you just how painful that is mathematically. Because remember, what we do at BASE is math. It's not magic. It may seem magical to a lot of our clients, but it's based on pure math. And it's fairly simple math. And I'm going to direct you to, well, first, for a couple of reasons, I'm going to direct you to our website. It's at beaplanner.com, spelled out just like it sounds, B-E-A-P-L-A-N-N-E-R. A couple of things. At the top of that website, you'll see a schedule a call link if you want to undertake an introductory call, or if you're a client and you want to schedule a call with me, please use that form. That absolutely will assure that I don't have, well, pretty much 90% will assure that I don't have other things on my agenda. Sometimes I forget to put things on the calendar. But in any event, complete that form and tell us a little bit about what you want to discuss. I'll make sure the right person if it's not me, connects with you. And then we also have our intake forms for trying to assess how well we sync up our planning strategies with your family or your tax facts and circumstances. And, you know, just like a lot of firms, we try to sync up to your needs. We like happy clients. You know, it's easier to have clients that appreciate your work, don't mind paying your fees when you provide value. And if we cannot provide value for your facts and circumstances, you know, I'm going to tell you right up front, there's no obligation on your part to ask by submitting those forms. But before we talk to you, we really need to have those forms in hand, because we can't be very specific as to our answers if you got questions, which most people do when they want to set that cost. So that's where you can undertake both scheduling a call as well as submitting the forms. And there are four forms there. I need at least the first three in most people's case. So once you've filled out the first one, even though it might appear to cover parts of the other two, you're not done. Please undertake the other two as well. Okay, enough said about that. I wanted to show you on our website. The website kind of walks you through the progression of how we bring people to the realization that there is a better way to invest the retirement funds. And in fact, there is a 401k that pays you, unlike the variety that others seem to think you only pay them, which we understand that's not true, but I will fully acknowledge it seems that the traditional 401 or IRA is not effective for most people. And by that, I mean that you can't control it. You can't invest your money the way you want to invest it. You're limited to the options that an employer or an employer's administrator, Fidelity, Schwab, etc., has made available. And when it comes to real estate, you won't see any mention about real estate private partnerships. You'll see things like REITs, Real Estate Investment Trust, which are investments in big properties, big box stores, Walmart distribution centers, etc., that you will never know, you'll never meet the person responsible for running that project. Unlike the multifamily properties that our clients invest in, where you will be able to communicate, you'll be able to go walk that property with the syndicator at times, hug him, punch him, cuss him, whatever you feel led to do. It's a very local level of investing. And, you know, it's refreshing that in this day and time, we have access to those types of investments. Credit the SEC with the crowdfunding rules, where, you know, normal people, quote unquote, can invest in properties or projects that not just too long ago would have taken, you know, $5 to $10 million would be your entry fee to get into private equity that does these types of things. But anyway, if you'll notice on that on our website, you know, planners come to understand pretty quickly that the concept of tax leverage is what can be utilized to generate significant additional wealth. And just like we use debt leverage, you know, we're able to borrow money from a bank, whether this is a partnership that you're a member of or whether this is a single family property. The fact that you've got lenders standing by that will fund just on average probably 75 to 80% of a cash flow generating piece of real estate is amazing in terms of the money that you get to keep out of that 20% or 25% sliver that's financed. You're going to pay the bank maybe 3 to 5%. You're going to keep the balance. That's incredible. And that's how we make money. It's with leverage. What if, however, we could generate tax leverage by understanding which section of the tax code? Critical piece of information that the drill sergeants of the world miss, and we as a coach know full well how to exploit those provisions. And we'll show you how to do that. And when you understand that tax leverage, there's no 3 to 5% you got to pay anybody. That stays in the entire profit coming in off that piece, and I'll show you in a minute here just how significant that is, will stay in your family's net worth over the next, I run these projections out for 30 years, but essentially it stays in your family's net worth until you decide it's not, or you pass away, which in most cases it'll still stay in your family's net worth because your heirs will get it. And, you know, we have strategies for helping to mitigate the taxes that occur at that point. But in any event, what I want to make sure you understand is that by simply understanding the choices you have now, before you get started, before you've liquidated your retirement funds, understand that by doing it or by proceeding under the correct code section will generate an extra 10 to 30% of income each year for the rest of your life versus you sending a check to the IRS. And the last time I checked, the IRS is still paying zero on that investment, if you want to call it that. I'm going to be like Congress does and at times where they refer to spending as an investment. Okay, I'm going to call the money you would send the IRS, just like you could alternatively send it to another syndicator and get into several more transactions. I'm going to call that an investment, and it is a horrible investment. It is absolutely insane advice for your real estate mentors to tell you to liquidate those funds. There's no other way to describe it. And in fact, the common sense question you might pose is, well, gee, if you are able to create the wealth that you say you can for me, why wouldn't I want all of my retirement savings invested to generate even more of the benefits that you say will happen? Because you've been told, now you know the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is that there's an option for you to invest without paying tax and penalty, in most cases, on your funds. And that's what we do. That's the center point of our strategies. And that additional income that comes off of the tax leverage is how we justify our role and our services, our fees. You don't pay me. The IRS pays me effectively. And so, you know, we can help you get those structures in place. So as you scroll down that page, we introduce you to the concept of the real estate private placements. We explain that, yes, there's some complication. It's only because you're new to it. You haven't looked at these transactions before. We'll help you understand. We'll help you learn to trust based on certain factors in the transactions. And most of all, we're going to help you verify that you got what you signed up for as you move through that investment. And when we return, I think we've got a break coming up here momentarily. We'll get into the three choices. You've only got, at base, you have three choices for deploying your retirement funds. And we show you that right there on the website in a bulleted fashion. And I'll go through those choices, and then I'm going to walk you through just a few points on our 401 math illustration that is at the bottom. And we'll do that here on the next segment when we come back. If you have any questions or would like to make a comment or give us your perspective, feel free to call in at 281-558-5738, the Voice of Texas, KSEV.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters and mom and dad and grandpa and grandma need them.
Thank you, first responders.
This is what I signed up for as a first responder. I am constantly worried about being exposed to this virus and potentially bringing it back to my home and my family. I'm going to continue going to work day in and day out and providing help to those that need it.
We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Thank you, first responders.
Love you.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another. Thanks.
Learn how you can help first responders in your community by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts.
Spring is here and summer just around the corner, which means it's time to deep root fertilize your trees in addition to spraying for insects and disease. Let Ability Trees help maintain their value and repair all damage. Fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can't replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Florey,
my friend for over 30 years.
Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees. And pruning limits resistance to spring storms and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, Ability Trees is giving a deep root feeding with every tree prune. Ability Trees, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Start your mornings with the Chris Salcedo Show.
I used to live down the dial a couple of notches during this time period in the morning, but I think I found a new home. And it's why I'm going to tune in. You gave them some very tough questions, you know, some of the toughest questions that I've heard an interviewer give a seasoned politician like that. And just like all seasoned politicians, before they answer the question, they run interference.
The Chris Salcedo Show, 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 700 KSEV.
Final segment of the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross. We've got about 10 minutes left. I'm going to try to cover what's actually a massive amount of concept material, but I think you'll get it. And then, of course, if you want to discuss it with us further, feel free to proceed with scheduling a call and submitting our intake forms. I was just reviewing the homepage of our website because it's got the essence of what we do very succinctly presented. And I'm down to the section that talks about a 401k that pays you. And I want to highlight the definition right underneath that of opportunity cost, or what the youth call COMO or FOMO, fear of missing out. I call it cost of missing out if I don't use the word opportunity cost. Most of us old guys understand what that means. And essentially, it's the loss of potential gain from other alternatives when you turn left instead of turning right or going straight ahead when another alternative is chosen. And I think it's important that you understand there are really just three options under the tax code that allow us to take control of our current retirement funds, in most cases, to invest in real estate. There are some folks that literally are locked down in terms of your age and your employment status, where we may not, and I underscore may, because there are ways, for instance, if you're married and you live in the great state of Texas, we really don't have either of those two rules that can prevent us from accessing your funds. So don't just assume, check with us. However, of the three ways that we have to take control, or the four ways, perhaps, if you bifurcate the 401 trust option, I'll explain that in a moment. There's only one option is going to minimize your tax burden now. It's going to eliminate it, actually. It's going to double your retirement wealth as you move forward into the future while It's paying you. And I want to make sure you understand that. Yes, you can pay yourself from your self-directed 401, unlike your plan at the employer. The way we structure the plans, you have the ability, once we form your trust, you could take a check next week, got to pay the tax on it and the penalty were it to apply, but you're only going to pay it on the sliver that you take out now, not the entirety of the account, which is what you'll do if you rip the Band-Aid off, so to speak, and liquidate all your funds. So I'm going to step you through these three options, then I'm going to show you some math real quick. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left. Your first option is you can pay your tax now. If you pay your tax now, you're going to pay tax forever on the investment income that comes in after that point. You got passive activity loss rules. You have, when you sell or exit a property, you've got depreciation recapture. You've got capital gains plus the net investment income tax, the 3.8 sliver, or what we call the Obamacare tax. You're going to pay that on each and every deal into the future, period. Whether you take the money, put it in your pocket, or whether you go reinvest in another deal, okay? The second option is you could do a rollover IRA, and that's in the green text you'll see there on the right side of the page. And I know many people, I see many webinars where people are very proudly pointing to the fact that they've turned, you know, $100,000, $200,000 into a $1.5 million, $2 million. The problem is most of them are not aware that there was a tax filing obligation and a tax reporting obligation by the IRA. We refer to it as the leverage tax or the UDFI, unrelated debt finance income tax. The rate tops out at 37% at only $13,500 worth of income. Still better than ripping the Band-Aid off, but boy, it sure doesn't taste as well as the third option, which is, and by the way, you still have to pay tax when you take the money out of the IRA. So, you know, that's when the IRA owner pays the tax. The IRA account pays it previously. Okay, so now let's talk about what we do. We work with 401 trusts, self-directed 401 trusts. We can defer the tax and penalty today, typically, or we can convert to a tax-free option. Within the 401 trust, we have a Roth 401 option. You can pay your tax now. You can let the government know, hey, government, this is how much you own of my retirement funds, and here's your check. Don't bother me after this, meaning that you truly are free from the IRS. Were you to convert all of your pre-tax funds into a Roth 401, which is part of every trust we adopt, and that's not necessarily optimal. We don't recommend people run off and do a conversion on 100%, but you might want to do it on a portion of the funds, depending on which tax bracket you're in, this year, next year, ensuing years. Think of it as a 5 to 10 year scenario where we're going to optimize that Roth conversion, and we're going to do so at the lower tax bracket range, maybe the 22 to 24% tax bracket. And as you see in the blue text there, we can do a direct rollover from an IRA, a 401k, 403b, 457b, where the tax is deferred. And then we can distribute those funds at any time we want. Set yourself up on a recurring payment every month. You're going to pay the tax and the penalty if it's applicable. Just like your big 401 company plan at the office, you've got a loan provision. You can do up to $50,000 for each participant, meaning if your spouse is participating and you are participating, you can do up to $100,000 in loan, participant loans. That money can be spent on anything you so choose. It is not limited to hardship scenarios. You also have hardship scenarios, assorted hardship scenarios, but that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to a loan where you literally could go buy a piece of real estate, you could go buy a car, you could take a trip to Tahiti. You got to pay it back over the next 60 months, 1 point over prime typically is the cost. And then, as I mentioned, once you roll, if you do undertake a rollover to the Roth side or a conversion, anything you earn off of those funds is tax-free forever, the rest of your life. Think about that. And for those of you that feel like I do, that tax rates are going up, they have to. It's math. When you look at the ability to service nothing more than the interest on the debt, and we're talking about our federal budget, the rates have to go up. Okay, moving down to the illustration, I just want to show you this. I prepared this for a prospect that had $350,000 in 401 monies. We assumed a 20% internal rate of return each year, or over time, actually. And we simply focused on a five-year period. Can they retire in 5 years is what they wanted to know. Compound their earnings for 5 years, take distributions in six. You'll see that they defined retirement. This is a critical component of any kind of analysis on when you might retire, is how much do you think you need after tax to achieve that. You'll notice we used $100,000 in this case. And you will further notice that the tax that would be paid if they were to rip the Band-Aid off, option four, is $94,500 if they went with that option. Conversely, if they did option three, which is the Roth conversion, then they would pay the same amount of tax. So if you like to pay tax, or if you want to pay tax, rather, do it within the trust. At least then you've got tax-free income for the rest of your life off those funds, or do a portion of it. But in any event, the thing that I want you to understand, if you look at the chart one there on the left side, you'll see how each of the four options you have, how well they will get you to that $100,000 requirement. And you will notice that the only two you're going to get there with, both are part of the same 401 trust. It's a two-for-one situation, because we give you both those options within the 401 trust that we adopt. And then lastly, I want you to take a look at the key metrics down at the bottom left corner. And I want you to understand that number five is the true cost of that bad advice that you were given. If you already liquidated your accounts, hopefully you're hearing the sound of my voice before you do that. I can't tell you how many people call me right before they were going to do it, or maybe even right after, but we still have 60 days to try to unwind it, which we've done more than a couple times. But I want you to understand that that step, if you liquidate your funds and you've got $350,000, you live in the state of Texas, so there's no state income tax, the cost is $22,432,060. And I know that sounds extreme. Well, it is extreme. And that's why we do a lot of this work, because people get the math. It's simple. Take out a $4 Walmart calculator. Enter $94,500, which is the tax that we're deferring for a lifetime by doing this option, and multiply it by 1.2 and 1.2 and 1.2. Go out 30 years, there's your number, $22 million. It's that simple. So in any event, this is the kind of math we do, and would love to have a chance to work with you. Schedule a call, fill out our intake forms, and come back next week where we'll keep talking about the 401 trust or 401k that pays you. Every week I get more and more new listeners send me emails, and makes me realize this information is vital, especially in today's times when people's 401 balances go up and down, and they want to do something that builds well. Okay, I've enjoyed doing this week's show. We look forward to next week. And again, send me an email, if you will, at nathan@npross.com. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.